You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Do not adjust your radios, ladies and gentlemen. Do not adjust them. I'm back. Welcome into the gym class here at KGYM on this Monday, the day between Selection Sunday and the start of the NCAA tournament. Plenty of NCAA tournament talk coming your way here in the next hour. And if you missed with Spencer on Sports, go back and listen to that on his podcast as well. Great to have you aboard here on the gym class program for a Monday on KGYM. It's like 2 years ago, I look over a nice 12 feet to my right. Mark Dukes is back in the studio. It's a great sight to see. How you been?
Been good. You're not Spencer.
I'm not Spencer. I'm not even Wally Pipp.
Thanks to Spencer for sitting in the last couple weeks. I know you have expressed that to him, but I've been back in the studio. Thankful for that. I don't think we've been in the studio together for, 2 years?
2 years. I told you that usually the phone sends you a reminder of a picture that you took a couple, you know, on this date so many years ago. I got that with the picture from the North Lynn game in the 1A championship in 2020, right after the pandemic took full bore and nobody was at Wells Fargo Arena, and that hit you right there. So it's been 2 years since we have been in the studio together.
Yeah, and that was debatable whether that game should have been played. It was played in front of no fans, as you know.
Or very few.
You were there.
Yeah, I was there, friends and family. They yeah. Two tickets per student athlete for that. That's how that played out. But, yeah, that was a couple years ago. But we are back. And not only that, yes, and I echo your sentiments. Once again, I thank Spencer for sitting in while I was in Des Moines for the girls and boys day basketball tournaments. Thanks to him. Something is coming very nice for Spencer.
What, a gas card?
I needed that. It is not a gas card. It is not a gas card, but we got something coming for Spencer. So, Spencer, I know you're listening, so we'll get that to you very, very soon. But not only that, thanks to everybody for tuning in on CRM Live Sports and for the last couple weeks, as well as football and basketball. And go ahead and visit our website, and got a very nice thank you to everybody out there today. But we had a bigger announcement today. Not only Iowa is the Big Ten men's champion, the Big Ten women's champion. Iowa and Iowa State are in the tournament, men's and women's side. But maybe a bigger announcement, and that is our friends at DuPaco Community Credit Union are back, Mark. We are now the gym class, again, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union.
Outstanding. Thank you so much to DuPaco. We've enjoyed our partnership, and thanks for hopping back on board. Wow. Yeah.
So stop on by any of their locations in eastern Iowa. There's a brand new one out on Edgewood Road, right by the fountains out there. Go by it twice every day and tell them thank you. And stop on by and see what they have to offer. DuPaco.com, that is the website. So the gym class now presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. 319-366-1600, that is the text line available to you. 319-366-1600. 1600. Yes, DuPaco, just like Tom Brady, back.
Cajun Troy's talking about you.
Well, I know that, but Tom Brady's back too. Picked a rotten time to come up with that, but hey, it is what it is out there, and I don't think anybody is surprised that Tom Brady is coming back. But football, even though the Pittsburgh Steelers have signed Mitch Trubisky, is on the back burner today, as we've got basketball to talk about, maybe a little golf too. As the Players' Championship is finally getting to its conclusion today, a Monday finish down in Ponte Vedra Beach. We'll keep you updated on that. But we start things off with basketball. We now know the fields of 68, both the men's and the women's. We know the NIT field. By the way, if you missed it, you and I will be headed down to St. Louis to take on the Billikens. That will be tomorrow night, I believe. Is that correct?
Or Wednesday
night? Okay. Very good. So a lot of postseason basketball. The UNI women just missed out by 2 points in their MVC championship game against Illinois State. And, of course, Illinois State then gets to take on the Iowa women at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. But start off with the Iowa men, I think, today, Mark, as the Hawkeyes win the Big Ten championship. By virtue of that, they immediately become America's darling.
Mm-hmm.
No less than four experts from CBS and ESPN have now picked the Iowa Hawkeyes to go to the Final Four. I caution you because last year, several of the same folks picked the Fighting Illini of Illinois to go to the Final Four after they won the Big Ten tournament championship. The Illini fell in the second round. Not saying that's going to happen to Iowa, but, you know, predictions and a quarter will buy you a cup of coffee in the old days.
Quite a remarkable run for Iowa. 4 wins in 4 days, especially that one yesterday against Purdue. Boilermakers, of course, had beaten Iowa twice during the regular season, but just so impressed with the way Iowa played. It got out-rebounded horribly between Edie and the rest of the team. I mean, but the energy after 4 days, or after 3 days, on the fourth day, the energy of this team, and to Fran McCaffrey's credit, he went 12 deep in the first half. And I thought that was really big. And I got production out of guys like Sanford and Agundale and others. And Joe Toussaint is just an absolute thief, isn't he?
Yep.
He was everywhere, scrappy. And the others were as well. And I got to throw Tony Perkins in there.
What a tournament he had.
Without him, I don't know this whole thing about inserting Perkins in the lineup and moving Jordan Bohannon to the off guard, I think has become more and more true, I think, as we go along here. But, yeah, pump the brakes a little bit. I didn't like the fact that Iowa has to play on Thursday halfway across the country after playing 4 games in 4 days. And we'll get to the bracket. But you go where they point you. Iowa goes to Buffalo, New York for a Thursday afternoon game against Richmond. But savor the Big Ten tournament for a little while. The men and women both win it. The football team made the Big Ten championships. And that's quite an accomplishment for one school.
Not too bad. Indianapolis has become kind of Iowa City to the east, if you will, over the last few months anyway. 319-366-1600, that is the text line available to you, 319-366-1600. You can pick up the phone and call us at 319-366-1600 if you are so inclined. And thanks for tuning in here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio app, as well as the smart speaker as well. What I was so impressed by, like you said, the energy of this team on a Sunday afternoon after having to go through a Thursday, a Friday, and a Saturday. And Michael Oz pointed this out in his article in the Gazette today. It was a defensive effort in a game of this magnitude that we have not seen an Iowa team put forth. I would agree with that. Joe Toussaint was a mosquito back there at a picnic in the summer, picking things off and stealing the basketball from Travion Williams and others. It was just solid man-to-man play. It was Iowa getting buckets when they needed to in big situations. It was Peyton Sanford coming off the bench and becoming, right now, he's an integral part of this team. Not only from three-point range, but I like the fact that one time he took the ball to the hole. Josh Agundale coming in there yesterday, giving really good minutes. getting 2 points. Not sure the 15-foot jumper is in the arsenal yet, but, you know, we'll work on that. We'll work on that.
That won't happen again.
No, probably not. Well, maybe next year, but not this year. Maybe work on that. You know, and Ryan Mulvey coming in and helping out when he was needed. Just a solid all-around effort. Jordan Bohannon, of course, the terrific one-footed bank shot heard around the world on Saturday. And Keegan Murray, the most outstanding player in the Big Ten tournament, doing what he does. I'd say it was a performance. Iowa stepped it up. Iowa put it from fourth gear to fifth gear. Now, what does that mean? It means absolutely nothing now because the season starts all over again. But if I'm Iowa, I would have loved to play again today in the first round of the NCAA tournament, to be honest with you.
Yeah, the momentum is certainly there, whether you can come back home, regroup, get on a plane to Buffalo, New York, and duplicate that remains to be seen. But, guys, this is nothing anybody could have forecast.
No.
I mean, Iowa starts the league 0-2, is 4-6 in January.
People jumping off the bandwagon.
Well, I think we were critical
time.
About their consistency and whatnot. But Fran McCaffrey, to his credit, has defined roles. Again, moved Freeman in, or Perkins in, I'm sorry. And it's paid big dividends. Just great chemistry right now with this team. And something I didn't foresee coming, but when a team gets hot, it gets hot. And that's exactly what Iowa is right now.
319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Perkins had a great tournament. 86-99 agrees with us. Anyone else think that with 4 minutes left in the semifinals that Iowa was going to lose? I did. And then Keegan took that charge. He hit a charge. Even in the Purdue game yesterday, when Purdue came out of the under four timeout, came and hit Iowa with a 7-0, I said, uh-oh, this is beginning of the end. And then Connor McCaffrey with a three-point play against Travion Williams that was, I think, the biggest play of that game on Sunday, offensively. Everything, Iowa needed that. It got the Hawks from, 2-5 up and then hit a lot of free throws down the stretch, and the rest was gravy.
Yeah, Purdue was coming. There's no question about that. And it was a play that you wouldn't have foreseen. But Connor had a nice tournament. Not a great tournament, but a very nice tournament. And it was just a great all-around effort. I need to look it up here because I promised one of our texters that I would throw this out. He texts on Friday that, or Thursday, first time he will have missed the Big Ten tournament in a number of years.
Well, if you miss the Big Ten tournament and Iowa wins, then no, just go ahead.
And he will take full credit for if Iowa wins the tournament. In fact, he proposed a little donation to the Children's Hospitals. We won't participate in that, but stay away from the Big Ten tournament.
That pass from Connor McCaffrey to Keegan Murray, what a throw. Great backspin for the slam, a thing of beauty from Jeff out on the text line out there. 319-366-1600.
That was 81-86, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And, yeah, the floor was wet toward the end, and they didn't do a really good job with the mopping of said floor, and I'm glad no one got hurt. Edie went down really hard, or Ivy went down really hard. I'm still waiting for Purdue. I thought yesterday would be the time to throw Williams and Edie in there at the same time. I think that would have messed Iowa up.
So impressed with Travion Williams. I mean, what he does around the basket, his rebounding, his uncanny sense. I think one of the best passers I've seen out of a big man in college basketball.
Oh, so he had a couple of beauties yesterday.
It's just other games as well. And Edie does what 7-4 guys should do. I mean, work around the basket. I would try to double him a little bit, but man, when you're 7'4", and I agree, why not have both those guys in the game at the same time? The fact of the matter is they weren't.
No, haven't been for a while. They kind of dabbled with that early in the Big Ten season, but haven't done it since. They've been going back and forth between them. I am convinced, totally convinced now, that Purdue is all Sasha Stefanovic. He is the X factor for that team.
A lousy game.
Yeah. Iowa did not allow him to get a shot off. And he was getting frustrated and frustrated and frustrated. One time he punched the basket support, and you could just see the frustration boiling and boiling. No pun intended right there. 319-366-1600 at 320. This was, you and I both said at the beginning of the year that this was an Iowa team that if things went right, they could make the NCAA tournament. And even the rough patch, late January-ish, right in there, everyone was calling for Jordan Bohannon to be benched, not play again, complete gutting on the lineups, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to have a rough patch, and basketball is a very long season. Very long season. You're going to have a rough patch. And Fran McCaffrey made a terrific coaching move by putting Jordan Bohannon back to the point. Since then, this is an Iowa team that has taken off. It does not hurt. You got a Keegan Murray hitting big-time shots, one of the best players in the country. That doesn't hurt your cause. People buying into what they need to do. Bench coming in, giving you very good contributions. Oh, by the way, the biscuit going in the basket pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You can look great when the ball's going in the basket. When the ball's not going in the basket, you don't look so good. And that's what is happening right now with Iowa. And despite getting just, you know, waxed on the boards yesterday, they created, what, 19 turnovers and 17 steals? And that's what won them the basketball game yesterday. Is it a flawless basketball team? Absolutely not. We're going to talk about the draw for both Iowa and Iowa State coming up here in just a little bit. We'll get to 96-63's query right here as well, and that is about the tournament committee. But it's an Iowa team that did great things this year. Certainly it's not done. There's more out there to get. But even if things kind of turn sour in the NCAA tournament, and that's all about matchups, we know that. I think you got to tip your hat to this coaching job by not only Fran McCaffrey, but his entire staff.
Couldn't have said it better. The question is the amount of hype surrounding the Iowa band making you nervous? That's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. The options are yes, make me nervous, no, or go Cyclones.
Well, go Cyclones as well. It should be that way. We'll get to the women's tournament, and that's what I'm most excited about coming up before 4 o'clock here today. 319-366-1600, as we will get to an Emil Sideaway scoreboard update for you as well, coming up in about 5 minutes or so. Yeah, this it's a great time of year. It's a great time of the year if you're a basketball fan. And everybody turns into a basketball fan because you get a bracket out there. By the way, our Bracket Challenge 2022 is out there for you. And you have a shot at winning $500 in our KGYM Bracket Challenge. It is presented by I'm On Communications. All you need to do is head to KGYMRadio.com for the link to join KGYM 2022 Bracket Challenge Group with the password MADNESS, all caps. You'll need to join a group, then search for KGYM 2022 and click on it using that password, MADNESS. I have been speaking over the last 2 weeks. I've not completely forgotten how to do this. Brackets will be accepted through 11 o'clock this Thursday. Thanks to I'm On Communications for that. You have your bracket filled out yet?
I don't, and I'm not sure I will.
I don't have one yet, but I will do it tonight.
So I'm scared.
Well, you need to do one. You
got
to do
one.
Okay.
I've got one.
You got to do one bracket of integrity, right?
Exactly.
That's the first thing.
4570 on the text line. If it was someone other than Iowa, would you be as excited about a team that beat a 15 loss, a 12 loss, and another 12 loss team to get to the conference finals?
Hey, getting to the conference finals is good in anything. So I would say yes.
Point well taken. It wasn't murderer's row to get to the conference championship game.
No, it could have been a lot tougher with Illinois in there. Although yep. although you beat Indiana and Purdue in their backyard.
Right.
That's what made it impressive, in my opinion. In my opinion.
No, there were rougher roads across the country, that's for sure. But the fact that Iowa did it in four days was impressive. 14-12, Iowa men make the Final Four. I will cry with joy. But another first or second round exit, I will also cry.
Oh, man. 57-86, couldn't get any better setup for me. Headed out to Buffalo on Wednesday to watch the Hawks and also get to see the Jackrabbits. Go Jacks of South Dakota State. Eric Henderson, a relative. Former Maquoketa Valley guy, and of course, Matt Mims, and Mr. Wilson, who played at Kirkwood.
Doug Wilson.
Mm-hmm. On South Dakota State, and they will be out at Buffalo as well. I was so worried that South Dakota State was going to end up on that 12 opposite Iowa. I mean, not that Richmond's a slouch, but everybody had 5-12 matchup, Iowa and South Dakota State. And I was just... think, oh, please, no. Please, not the Jacks. Please, not the Jacks. And it wasn't. Turned out that they got a 13.
13 against Providence.
Yeah, that's the opposite side. So it still could be Iowa and South Dakota State. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. I'm going to throw it to you for your first live in studio with me. Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
In the Department of Wrestling, Tom Brands, Iowa wrestling head coach, has received a one-year extension that will keep him on board, theoretically, through 2029. Hats off to the Wartburg wrestling team, which won its 15th national championship by 1 point over Wabash. It was Kyle Briggs in the third place match that put Wartburg past Wabash, and Wabash failed in a couple championship bouts. So 1 point victory, and congratulations to Chairman Dick Simmons, who was putting on a heck of a tournament. Iowa baseball salvaged its last game of a series against UC Irvine, 12-10, 12-10 yesterday. The Hawkeyes are now 7-7, with 4 1-run losses and 2 by 2 runs. Hawkeyes will play at San Diego State tomorrow and return home this weekend for a series against Texas Tech. The Steelers have signed Mitch Trubisky,
the truth,
to be their quarterback. Replacing Ben Roethlisberger, and finally, yeah, Tom Brady disrupted everything yesterday. I'm trying to watch the bracket thing, and they're talking about Brady's tweet. What an egomaniac. He couldn't have waited till today? Or you got a little opinion on your Emil's Hideaway scoreboard.
319-366-1600. Scott's golf team, by the way, in the drink in 17, along with 2 Justin Thomas golf balls.
Didn't want to bring that up.
Cameron Smith is your leader by 1 over Keegan Bradley right now. I've got one of the texters is going back and forth with me here about they must have either a bet or a league. They have Cameron Smith, and I said, no, I'm rooting for Keegan because I have Keegan in a golf league, so. We're going to go back and forth with this till it's done. Keegan's going to lose by one. I can guarantee you that right now. Coming up on 3:30, we're going to get you a weather update. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Iowa State. We're going to talk about the committee a little bit. And the women's tournament, which suddenly, I mean, it was something that everyone was going to keep an eye on in the state of Iowa anyway with Iowa and Iowa State. But, boy, it got a lot juicier yesterday. Just past 7 o'clock. All that and more coming up on the Gym Class, brought to you by DePaco Community Credit Union, right here for a Monday on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we'll have some more clouds around this afternoon, but despite that, temperatures are going to be climbing into the mid-50s today. Later on tonight, we'll have some clearing that happens late. Temperatures drop down to a low around 30. Then tomorrow, we are going to be in the 50s with mostly sunny skies. It gets even warmer come Wednesday with temperatures in the mid-60s with plenty of sunshine and a bit of a south breeze. That's your latest Iowa News Now weather first forecast.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Catch the madness with me, the Gym's Todd Brolelkamp, during Imon's Viewing Party Friday from 5 to 8. We'll get in plenty of college hoops, and you'll even have the chance to score with games and prizes from Imon. Stop by for all the basketball action you can handle during the Viewing Party Friday from 5 to 8 with me at Big Grove Brewery and Tap Room in Iowa City at 1225 South Gilbert Street. Brought to you by Imon, your local fiber internet provider. Get details on their slam dunk deals at go.imon.net/radio.
Tenacious D 2022 tour.
This is just a tribute.
Rightfully hailed as the greatest band on earth, Tenacious D are coming to you live with special guest DJ Doug Pound. September 20th, McGrath Amphitheater.
Now we got to blow this mother down.
On sale now at creventslive.com.
Tenacious D.
Don't miss Tenacious D live in all their glory.
An extra $3,500? That'd buy a lot of Dr. Pepper. Start driving now for Keurig Dr. Pepper and you can get a $3,500 bonus. Route drivers start at $26.50 and bump to $27.90 after 90 days. Relief drivers start at $24.70. Drive local Monday through Friday so you're home every night with weekends off. Plus 2 weeks paid vacation your first year, 401k, medical, dental, all that stuff. Text KDP Jobs to 63879 for more info or go to KeurigDrPepper.com.
3:33 here on the Gym Class, Monday edition on KGYM. Coverage of the NCAA tournament starts tomorrow. And, of course, get your bracket in with our KGYM Bracket Challenge brought to you by Imon Communications. Your chance to win $500 to one lucky winner. Mark and I, Ben, Todd, Alex, Spencer, none of us are eligible. We won't win anyway. It'll be somebody else. I used to be good at this stuff. I haven't been for the last 5 years or so. I have been rotten. My team, the win it, usually loses in the first or second round.
What if a ballot comes in from Christy Unash? What I mean, should we be skeptical or?
She's not eligible either.
Oh, okay.
No, she's not eligible. Friends and family of employees are not eligible.
Okay.
So, yeah. If you had that idea, please kick it out of your mind right now. 319-366-1600, Iowa State, the Cyclones, after not a great Big 12 tournament, a very short appearance in Kansas City, Iowa State ends up as an 11 in the bracket as Iowa State will take on LSU in a very interesting. Again, both of the committees have a little bit of a sense of humor. We've said that before. Iowa State and LSU both started the season 12-0, and both have fallen into hard times a little bit right now. LSU, without their coach, Will Wade, was dismissed over the past several days. Top assistant is going to be taking over, and I would not, other than trying to predict this as far as my bracket is concerned, I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole, because you never know how a team is going to react after their coach is dismissed like that. Both teams are not playing very good basketball right now. I think it's fair to say that. And as far as Iowa State is concerned, I think it was probably a pretty good draw if you're going to be an 11. As far as all the sixes are concerned, because you don't know what LSU is going to bring to the table.
And you get Milwaukee.
That's right.
I mean, very conducive for fans to make the trek over to Wisconsin and watch their team. That's nice. The Cyclones play Friday, by the way.
Friday night.
Friday night. Yeah, you don't know what LSU is going to bring after the head coach was dismissed amid NCAA violation investigations. Yeah, what is Iowa State going to look like?
Whatever Isaiah Brockington does.
Right.
That's what Iowa State is going to look like. Unless somebody steps up. We've said all year Iowa State needs that second and third guy to step up. I think Gabe Kalscher is the guy, but Iowa State has just struggled. He has struggled as of late. And I said Iowa State, I think, as far as a 6-11, got a pretty good six to go up against. Unfortunately, on the other side, and playing right after Iowa State on Friday night, will be the Wisconsin Badgers, with probably about 13,000 of their closest friends cheering them on, not only Friday night, but potentially Sunday afternoon.
As far as LSU and Iowa State goes, both teams typically very good defensively. So whichever team can bring some offense is going to win this game.
I would agree. I would agree with that.
Wisconsin facing Colgate, by the way.
Colgate. Not a bad team, but a lot of people like Wisconsin, too, to go a long way with Johnny Davis. A lot of people kind of breaking this down into an individual tournament. A lot of people like Keegan Murray to help push the Hawkeyes, and a lot of people like Johnny Davis to push Wisconsin. Remains to be seen. And Wisconsin, one of those teams, along with Illinois, that were not really unhappy to be out of the Big Ten tournament early because of the fact that they get a little bit more rest. Brad Underwood said he thought last year hurt Illinois by going from 4 days or 3 days or whatever it was last year in the Big Ten tournament, winning that, quick turnaround. Iowa faces the same thing, like you mentioned, and they've got to go halfway across the country to Buffalo, and a quick turnaround on a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, Iowa gets home last night. Joyous return to the Cedar Rapids Airport. Goes back to Iowa City. Whatever they're going to do today, I can't imagine it'd be much. But then I'm assuming get on a plane tomorrow and go to Buffalo.
True.
So you're there. Get in some workouts maybe tomorrow and Wednesday. And play on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of practicing. It's more than going to be walkthroughs. I mean, at this point of the season, you want to keep your legs fresh. There's just not a lot of practicing going on. And if you do practice, you're not going to go very long. And you're not going to go super hard because you got to have your legs underneath you, certainly at this point. And same thing with as far as Iowa State is concerned. They're going to have 8 days between their last game to get going. As far as the Cyclones are concerned, but and short drive for their fans. We'll see how many of them. Well, they also have Iowa State women, who unfortunately are going to play at the same time as the Iowa State men yet again this year on Friday night. Figure that out, NCAA committees. At this point, it's the television folks beyond that. So I say my apologies to the NCAA committees at this point. But speaking of the committees, Mark, we had a query here from one of our texters. at 319-366-1600. And I got to find it here. Yeah, 96-63. After listening to Joe Lunardi, I think the tournament was set Saturday night late except for one game. I would go even beyond that. I think the tournament was all wrapped up on Saturday. And Sunday didn't mean a whole heck of a lot. Iowa was the last five seed. They were number 20. And you asked me earlier today, if Iowa lost yesterday, do they go to a six? And I told you, I don't think so. I think Iowa was I think they had the whole thing locked in after Saturday, to be honest with you, because Tennessee won and Rusty's Vols ended up staying a three. I thought they should have been a two. Houston did not move up as well. I thought they should have moved up one seed line. Nobody moved up that got a championship on Sunday. Is it time maybe for the Big Ten to look at moving on Saturday? I don't know.
Well, if you think Iowa deserved a four, here are your number four seeds. Arkansas, Illinois, UCLA, and Providence. Now, be careful when you respond, Chris, because Arkansas Dale's listening.
Yes, he is. And he's just filled out a bracket.
He did. Who are you going to kick out? I mean, the Big Ten teams, nine Big Ten teams in the tournament, Wisconsin and Purdue are threes. Illinois is a four. You can't really move Iowa.
Ahead of them. No.
But I agree. I think everything was set yesterday. Conference tournaments meant nothing. And in talking to you earlier today, we were discussing the proposal that Jay Billis advanced last night, and that is draw the brackets after the end of the regular season. And the only teams that get in after that are those that win their conference tournaments unexpectedly. If you want to make the regular season that much more meaningful, then do it that way. And I see merit in that. I'm not 100% convinced. I know Indiana's not convinced of that because Indiana played its way in with its performance in the Big Ten tournament. And then there were others that did the same thing. But I don't think it's such a bad idea, especially when nothing changed yesterday.
Your thoughts, welcome at 319-366-1600 about that. I thought Jay Billis was a shining star yesterday after the selections. I thought he had great things to say about not only the process, but also, like you talked about, doing that after the regular season and then playing your way into the tournament or playing your way out of the tournament just to see kind of where you are at that particular point anyway. And I've never been a big fan of the quad system. I liked the system from three years on back when it was kind of an alphabet soup of RPI and net and KenPom and everything and the eye test to see how you were doing. And a team that was playing better at the end of the year is going to get in over a team that's playing lousy at the end of the year. I like that system. I think it helped mid-majors. By the way, thankful Murray State's a seven.
It's a good team.
It's a good team. It's a really good team out there. And Razorback Dale, be very weary of Vermont. That is another very, very good team out there. 319-366-1600 here at 343. Do want to get to the women's bracket as both Iowa and Iowa State are going to be hosting Carver Hawkeye Arena and at Hilton Coliseum, respectively. And boy, oh boy, things just things ramped up to DEFCON 5, perhaps, here next weekend, as it could be Cy-Hawk bonanza all over again this time. Except for they will have to go, to Greenville or
Greensboro,
somewhere, some green in the Carolinas to play this thing. But very, very likely it could be Iowa and Iowa State in a Sweet 16 game faring off against one another. That is delicious in my mind.
This will be after presuming both Iowa and Iowa State survive two games at their home courts. Each will be hosting the first two rounds. And the NCAA Women's Committee didn't waver. Had Iowa on the 8 line, Iowa State on the 9 line, and we're going to change it. And it'd be very interesting.
Like I said, even the Women's Committee has a sense of humor, ladies and gentlemen. That was the and hey, Iowa and Iowa State going at it. Now that's the good news. The bad news is you've got this team called South Carolina in at number one. That's pretty good with Dawn Staley.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, we could have finally the player of the year taken care of when those teams all get together in the Carolinas down there. Our friend Kevin Lehman does let me know that Richmond did get in yesterday with the win.
Yeah.
So and that's true.
And Richmond would have been out.
Richmond would have been out, needed to win to get in. Good for the Spiders. And we'll talk more about that coming up tomorrow, breaking down Iowa and Richmond and Iowa State and LSU a little bit more. And Kevin will join us coming up tomorrow to talk about the NCAA tournament and the NIT as well, because UNI is going to be playing St. Louis, the Billikens, in the NIT coming up. Drake did not make the NIT. I've not seen the other two events even still going on now.
I don't know, but I don't understand why Drake didn't get in the NIT. 24 wins, made it to the championship of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Missouri State did get in.
They did.
Along with UNI. UNI had a auto bid there. I have not seen the CIT or
CBA, CBI,
whatever it may be.
Now, those went away during the pandemic, so I'm, you know, for Drake's sake, I'm hoping that they are there. I don't know. Maybe Kevin knows. He'll let us know.
Maybe Drake turned a bid down.
They could have. I doubt it, though.
I don't know why.
I don't know why they would have.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would have, but perhaps they did. But we'll see.
Kevin, you have homework out there.
Yeah, the women's tourney, great to see them go to the 68 teams as well. And for Iowa and Iowa State, if they do match up, it's just so much fun because you got Iowa State. They fell to Texas, who beat Baylor in the semifinals of the Big 12. The Iowa women went to the championship game and won that. Iowa's going to be very rested. Iowa State should be rested as well. They're both going to be at home. They don't have easy paths as far as that second round game. Iowa State is going to play possibly Georgia. Georgia is one of the blue bloods as far as women's basketball is concerned, and what Iowa could get Colorado in the second game, which is not going to be easy. You remember Iowa Mercer, what was it, a couple years ago at Carver Hawkeye? Iowa barely got by Mercer in that first game at home.
All you need to do is put in the IUPUI regular season game.
Drake is in the CBI. Thank you, 3830. Long live the CBI.
And Kevin texting us saying Drake might have been the first one out in the NIT.
Well, and teams like Xavier have to say they're going to play. I know following the Xavier Musketeers on Twitter that they put out after they were not included in the field of 68, Xavier did put out that, yes, we are going to play in the NIT. We will accept an NIT bid.
Mm-hmm.
There are Division I teams that have said and have done in the past, and I think UNI did it one year, that said we are not going to play in the NIT. So it's up to each individual. I think the more mid-major-esque you are, the more apt you are to play. Don't believe there's a Big Ten team or a Big 12 team in the NIT. Is that correct? Well, I'll double check on that. But
speaking of mid-majors, and I know we might get to this, upset specials in the first round. Loyola and Ohio State.
Could happen.
What about it?
Could happen. And I told Razorback Dale, Vermont, Arkansas is jumping out at me, and I hate to do that to your Hogs, Dale, but Vermont, I've been watching them all year. And tell you what, here, and we'll talk about this with Kevin tomorrow. You take a look at UNI's non-conference schedule, all of a sudden looks pretty dang tough. Lost to Vermont, lost to Richmond. Both NCAA tournament teams.
Drake beat Richmond.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Pretty good stuff. Drake is taking on Purdue Fort Wayne. The Mastodons, by the way, who have a young man from Pella Christian, 6'9", Eric Mulder, going there next year to play for them.
Drop the knowledge, man.
Thank you.
Wow.
319-366-1600. Troy asks, what about the committee putting South Carolina in UConn's backyard? yeah, UConn's a two, but they get to play. Well, no, NC State is the number one in the Bridgeport regional. So good luck, Wolfpack, as UConn will have 10,000 backers there going against you, even though you're going to be wearing the home white uniform for that game.
Thank goodness we only have to wait one day for more basketball. We've got, excuse me, I about said play-in games, but they're first-round games, first four games. Indiana in action tomorrow. How about that? Indiana and Wyoming.
Troy is letting everybody know that she is taking Arizona to win it all.
Not a bad pick.
Gonzaga, Arizona is by far the most popular pick among the analysts out there.
Dick Vitale recovering from surgery, picking Kentucky and Iowa.
Mm. The C.J. Frederick Bowl. Although C.J. is not playing this year. 319-366-1600 here at 351. We're going to take our final break. We'll come back and have more of the gym class for you right after this here on KGYM.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
As a business person, you know that security is always a concern, but now it can be easily integrated into your computer network. Network Computer Solutions now offers turnkey security systems designed and built for business. From cameras and entry systems to secure video storage, NCS makes it easy for you to keep an eye on your business. NCS knows business networks, and they know how to utilize networks to keep your business safe. Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Hey, it's Kenny Mayne reporting from a Caesars Sportsbook commercial. Caesars knows the way to your heart is food, so sign up with code RADIOEAT. Bet $50, and new users get a $250 Uber Eats gift card.
Must be 21 and physically present in Iowa. New customers with eligible promo code only. Real money wagers only that have minimum odds of minus 200. $250 gift card redemption code and steps to redeem gift card will be sent via email within 72 hours. Uber gift card terms and conditions apply. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Back with you in the gym class here in KGYM. Thank you so very much for joining us. Do appreciate it as we are back with you full strength here on the program for 3 days. The NCAA is, of course, starting tomorrow as we'll have the first four coming your way at that time. At 5:30, Todd and Alex will get their show 30 minutes taken off of it on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then 10 in the morning, starting things off on Thursday and Friday. Don't forget, you can catch the madness as well on Friday down at the Big Grove Brewery and Tap Room in Iowa City from 5 until 8, the NCAA Tournament Viewing Party. And that is brought to you by Imon, your local fiber internet provider. They also are the presenting sponsor of our Bracket Challenge right here on KGYM. Go to our website, kgymradio.com, and get in on that. And yeah, 6429 letting us know in Eastern Iowa. Player Tyrese Nicholson of Waterloo East, he is in the tournament as well. He plays for Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
Hmm.
And they are in the tournament as well. So get your brackets ready to go. We'll have our predictions tomorrow, Mark. We will have our final, we'll get, what, we'll tell everybody our regional finalists, Final Four, and our victor tomorrow. How's that?
If we must.
We must. We must have that. I think we also get into the bracket challenge even though we are not eligible because people want to laugh at us.
That means we have to go to KGYMRadio.com and sign in. Is that right?
I believe so.
Madness. M-A-D-N-E-S-S.
Correct. Not the group of the 80s. Our house. One hit wonder of the 80s. Give it a Google, kids. Give it a Google out there. We got wrestling also this week. As coming up, it will be the NCAA Wrestling Championships. We'll talk to Mark. We good for that on Wednesday?
Yes, we are.
Okay, very good. I haven't talked to Mark. You've talked to Mark more than I have over the last couple weeks. But can Iowa get healthy enough to have a crack at it as far as the NCAA Wrestling Championship is concerned? Michigan is now a huge player in this thing. Penn State's got their four hammers. Looking forward to talking with Mark on Wednesday about
that. It's a big question, the health of that Iowa lineup, and I'm not sure Mark will be able to shed a whole lot of light. He may know a lot, but he may not share a lot. So we'll see.
True and true.
Should be a lot of fun.
True and true. And that'll be coming up on Wednesday. Kevin Lehman will join us coming up tomorrow on Tuesday as we will talk more about the NCAA tournament. We'll take a look at Iowa and their first-round matchup against Richmond. We'll take a look at Iowa State and LSU, what could hold in the next round if those teams do advance. We'll see how that plays out. And you mentioned D3. Great to have that in town. Good crowd as well at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. You couldn't have had a more exciting finish as it came down to one match to determine a national champion. And the Wartburg people, listening to following KJ Pilcher and his breakdown of how things, Wartburg was going in. The Wartburg people were in with the group from the school that needed to win.
Wabash.
Yeah. And they were helping out and trying to get that wrestler to win so that they wouldn't win a national championship. And that's, like I said, that's about as close as you can cut it. And good job, and congratulations to all the locals that came through and won All-American honors in D3.
No question about it. And I'm just going to say this, closing out. Jordan Bohannon, close your Instagram.
Yeah.
But he feeds
off of this.
He feeds off of this, but a lot of folks, anonymously, of course, beating up on Jordan Bohannon about him being old and whatnot.
Jordan got the last laugh, though, on this thing. That was nice to see.
I think he did.
Got the last laugh on it. We're going to be back with you coming up tomorrow at 3 o'clock with another edition of the Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next is more about Iowa winning the Big Ten Men's Basketball Championship. This was fun. This was fun.
Yes, it was.
We'll do again tomorrow. How's that?
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
All right. For Ben, for Mark, Scott Unash, thanking you for listening. And join us again tomorrow at 3 with another edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Have a great Monday night, everybody.
Start your bracket with a bang. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers a $150 instant bonus guaranteed. That's